week, but tonight we do begin with a new scene of terror unleashed, this time Americans among the victims inside. A hotel under attack, and as I mentioned moments ago, we learned at least one American killed. Terrorists storming the Radisson in Mali, a common hotel for Westerners. SWAT teams moving in as 170 people are held hostage. Several Americans inside. Tonight, at least 27 dead. A pane of glass shattered by bullets. Hotel guests evacuating down that staircase right there. Snipers peering through the window. And tonight, the major question, was this at all connected to the terror that began unfolding in Paris 1 week ago tonight? And what the terrorists at the hotel reportedly said as they stormed the lobby. ABC's chief global affairs correspondent Martha Raddatz leads us off.
7 a.m. local time. The terrorists, armed with guns and grenades, drove up to the Radisson Blue, a luxury hotel popular with foreigners in Mali's capital of Bamako. The car reportedly had diplomatic tags attached, and they started shooting. Trapped inside the hotel, 140 guests, 30 staff. They started to shoot everywhere, this man says, and they were shouting Allahu Akbar. They were shooting everywhere. The attackers took hostages, reportedly asking some to recite passages from the Quran to determine whether they were Muslim. They were freed. Inside the hotel, five American military and civilian personnel who managed to hide themselves during the ordeal and avoid being seized. A cameraman crouching behind this officer as authorities cautiously approached the scene. Shattered glass on the floor, slowly, methodically moving floor by floor, connected by this spiral staircase. Guns raised, prepared for anything. Sirens blaring all around as they evacuate the citizens.
I hope